We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
On the line with us right now, Radio.com NFL Insider Brian Baldinger. As always, Insider calls are brought to you by Indeed. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Guests also appearing on the Dialpad guest line. Dialpad helps you make smarter calls when you're trying to understand football. Following Brian on Twitter is a great idea. He will help you do that. His Baldy breakdowns are essential for understanding the game a little bit better and to help us understand what we saw last night. He joins us here. Good to have you as always, Brian, on with Ratto and Kolsky. Thanks for joining us here. How you doing, pal?
I'm good, Damon. It's good to be with you, man. It feels like if I'm talking to you, we must be getting real close to football season.
Absolutely. So close that we got a look at Jimmy Garoppolo last night, and people have been smashing their heads on panic buttons ever since we saw that. That was borderline yips. That was terrible footwork. That was a man who was uncomfortable being on a football field. How far that takes him, how long that lasts, I do not know. I'm not going to be comfortable in anything Jimmy does until I see him get up from a really big hit, and that didn't happen last night. Anything good to take away, or was that just the dud of all duds?
No, it was a dud. It was a super dud last night. I mean, you know, having passes batted down at the line of scrimmage, he should have had a pick six in addition to the other interception. Just any Bradley Chubb around him, anything around him. I wouldn't say he had the yips, but he was looking to get the ball out of his hands, and you know, it just was not a good performance on his part. And you know, he has to be good to great for this offense to really work. And you just didn't see that. Now, you know, six attempts, I mean, it's not a great deal of work. But, I mean, one completion for no yards. I mean, it just wasn't. You're going to put him out there. You want to see some confidence. You want to see the team move. You want to see the team respond. You didn't see any of that last night. You can't panic. You know, we will see some of these starting quarterbacks throughout the whole preseason. That being said, I mean, you got to get working, whether it's through scrimmages, like I saw today with the Eagles and the Ravens, or you got to get working during the games. But, you know, if that was rust last night, then he's got a lot of rust to kick off.
When does a coach in the preseason start to think on a position like quarterback or maybe running, but one of the major positions on whatever team he's on, when does a coach panic? Is it after the third game? Is it after the fourth? Do they ever panic before the season starts?
Well, you can't panic, but the chances are that they've probably seen some of the same things in practice. I mean, it's not like you just go out in a game and you can't remember how to play. I mean, if you're late with the ball, if you're getting balls batted down at the line of scrimmage by defensive linemen, I mean, if those things are happening, if you're probably not staying in there a tick too long under pressure when Chubb is coming at you, then you probably do the same things in practice. You know, it's not like they separate themselves. I mean, chances are, do you panic at a certain game? I think you panic if you start to see things that you don't want to see in practice, and then they carry over to the game. And then there's cause for concern.
Solomon Thomas getting a lot of love after last night. And look, I mean, the guy probably made more plays in a half yesterday than he did in his first two seasons of NFL football. What do you make of what we saw from him? And is he doing things differently or better? Is he just in better shape? What is the difference with Solomon Thomas?
Well, you know, they play him inside and they play him outside. So, you know, he's getting a couple different ways to, you know, either set the edge or penetrate from the defensive tackle position. So I think he's a little bit better inside because he doesn't have great strength, but he has more quickness than strength, so that can come to his advantage. But, you know, I mean, he showed up last night. He got to the ball. I mean, last year and the year before, I mean, he really didn't show up at the ball. He really didn't make anything happen. He made a few plays last night, so, you know, you like to see him build on that. Now, you know, that's without DeForest in there, without Boza, you know, without D Ford. You know, so you got a chance to kind of step up. There was only Eric Armstead and Day in there, the guys that had really played much. So you got a chance to kind of play with the ones and get a chance to move around a little bit. And he may not get that chance when the other guys are there. So you better make the best of it right now.
Brian Baldinger here on 95.7 The Game. Brian, we've had this conversation. I'm sure you've had it with everyone you do a radio interview with during the preseason, through every year you've ever done a preseason radio interview, where we talk about how the NFL can make this a better product. But now it really feels like we are at an event horizon where the preseason is an unpackageable, unsustainable, unentertaining vehicle that might be doing more harm than good to the NFL's reputation. Like, we have teams turning their back on the significance of preseason games in a way we've never seen before, where they're not even flying starters to away games. I mean, it's jumped the shark about as much as a television show can. What can be done to put any importance back into it, or to just give up the goat and say, make two of these regular season games, and there's only two preseason games, since you throw out two of the four preseason games by rule anyways, pretty much across the board?
Well, look, Damon, I mean, you know what's interesting about your comment? Because you're spot on. But what's interesting is the teams have already figured it out. I mean, I watched the Eagles and Ravens scrimmage 2 days in a row. Carson Wentz got 80 first-team snaps today and 80 first-team snaps yesterday. The special teams did 8 punt blocks. They did 8, you know, punt returns. I mean, you can script practice right now to where you can work on red zone, 2-minute, you know, against the blitz, third down. You can work on every single one of these things that occur in a game, and you could script it in practice. Now, some teams do it better than others. Eagles and Ravens went through 2 days and 6 hours of practice without a single skirmish. You know, the Raiders and Rams, there was a fight every time you turned around. But the teams have already figured out that the games are meaningless, and we're going to find our way to get our work in. The Rams have scrimmaged twice. The Saints have scrimmaged twice. The Ravens have scrimmaged twice. These teams have already figured it out. The league is late to the party. The fans aren't showing up, and they shouldn't, because the team's already telling you we're getting our work done our own way. So there's going to be a – and I've talked to the coaches around the league about it, and they're just going, this is where it's all going. And I'm going to write a column next week for NFL.com on it. But the preseason games, you can't risk the injuries. We understand that. But if you could control practice the way the Ravens and Eagles did the last 2 days, they got a lot of work in. Philip Rivers already said in his scrimmage against the Rams that it was more work in one scrimmage than he gets in the entire preseason you can find. That's how you shake the rust off. That's how you get in tune. That's how you get to work on the things that matter on, you know, September 8th this year. So the teams have figured it out. I think the league has to catch up to it.
Does the news that Antonio Brown wore a NFL certified helmet today reinforce your faith in football as a cultural icon?
it's pretty silly. I mean, to be honest with you. I mean, to miss this much practice time over this, I mean, it's almost, you don't really want to even pay it any attention. I mean, I was there in San Francisco, how long ago, Damon? Like 12 days ago, and the story broke about it. I mean, we're still talking about it, for crying out loud. It's really absurd. I mean, equipment in the NFL has been undergoing changes since they had leather helmets. It's always undergoing a change. Players, I mean, the only thing that the league is enforcing with all of its might is player safety. And it starts with the helmet. We want 10-year-old kids to play the game. We want them to believe that the game is safer and it's better played and it's better enforced and it's better equipped than it's ever been. So get with the party, you know. AP, get with the party. It ain't changing.
I want to quickly jump back to Garoppolo before we run out of time, Brian. And one thing I'm curious about is, obviously, we could talk about rust. He hasn't played a lot, small sample size. Some people obviously think, you know, we saw the real Jimmy last night and everything's going to burn down in a horrible disaster. But I'm wondering, did any of what you saw from him look like it could have to do specifically with his knee? In other words, the knee's not where it was, and based on some of what you saw, you can see it. Did the knee strike you as related to what we saw from Garoppolo last night?
It's a great question, and it's probably a keen observation. It's hard for me to say that. I just thought he looked really like the game was moving faster than he was ready to play it. That looks like rust to me more than the knee. Although I don't, you know, only he really knows. I mean, everybody that has torn an ACL, and almost everybody that's played a game has torn one. You know, you're going to play on a new knee. It's going to feel different. It takes a while before you don't think about it again. And this was the first action since Kansas City. So it's hard to say. He might know, but he might not know. Players sometimes don't know if they're a favorite in any way. He just, the game looked like it was just moving faster than he was playing. It's just, it's almost incomprehensible to have two passes batted down at the line of scrimmage. That's what footwork is all about. Like, you find the passing lane, and then you throw a dart. And there's quarterbacks that don't get a pass batted down the whole year. You'd have two in two series. It just seemed a little ridiculous.
What do you think about Baker Mayfield writing a whole bunch of checks with his mouth about rookie quarterbacks?
Yeah, well, I mean, one thing about Baker is he's always done that. He did that at Texas Tech as a walk-on freshman. He did it at Oklahoma as a walk-on, redshirt walk-on. He did it during the season at Oklahoma. He did it last year. You kind of don't want to have to deal with that, you know, as a team and a PR staff and all that kind of stuff. But if he's going to put it out there, then he's got to back it up. I mean, that's what it comes down to. And there's a whole lot of people that hear those kind of comments, Damon, and all they want to do is see somebody stick it to them. That's just the nature of the beast when you do those things. But my knowledge and my background with Baker is everywhere he's been, he's backed it up. So we'll see. I mean, it's like you said, it's a big check to cash right now.
It's good theater. I mean, when's the last time anybody got to beat their chest in the city of Cleveland, not named LeBron? I'll take it. I got to be totally honest with you. Always a pleasure to talk to you, Brian. What is the next or last preseason thought that you're going to care about? Is there a single game remaining? Is it Garoppolo revealing more? Is it Carson Wentz actually doing it in a game situation? Is there any preseason question you want to see answered before we get going?
Well, I'm anxious to to the big question about the value of preseason right now. Are we going to see Carson on Thursday night against the Ravens? Are we going to see Drew Brees this preseason? Phillip Rivers, are we going to see these guys, Levy and Bell? Or are we just, it's all September 8th right now. I mean, because if they're going to play, it's going to be this third preseason game. And there's just a whole bunch of NFL stars that doesn't look like they're going to see the field. So, I mean, when that happens, then the alarms have to sound and they have to fix this thing tomorrow. So that's what I'm anxious to kind of watch right now.
Hey, always anxious to watch you break it all down. Your Baldy breakdowns on Twitter are fantastic. At Baldy NFL, Brian Baldinger here on 95.7 The Game. Thank you. Looking forward to our weekly chats like you wouldn't believe every Friday, man.
You got it, Damon. You bet, man. Take care, guys. I'll talk to you soon.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.